Friday morning with a weekend staring us in the face. What are we going to do? Well, thankfully, Mara Davis is back in the studio staring me in the face with what's going on musically in town this weekend. Mara, good to see you.
Yes, it's a deep stare, Steve. Let's start with Big Head Todd and the Monsters. They're playing the Buckhead Theater, Colorado band. They've been around for a long time, still going strong. You know, who doesn't love the song Bittersweet?
You know, a couple of years ago, they came out with a blues album doing Robert Johnson songs, and they even changed the name of the band to Big Head Blues Band, so maybe they'll be doing some blues too, right?
I wouldn't be surprised if that would happen. So that's Saturday night at the Buckhead Theater.
Another Colorado band is coming into town, also on Saturday night.
Yeah, if you like bluegrass, well, you don't want to miss the Yonder Mountain String Band. They're more than just music. I mean, these are a couple of Harvard students. You know, you go from a dorm room to playing banjos and mandolins. So it's very, it's highly intelligent. But Yonder Mountain String Band is so great. They're one of the best in bluegrass right now.
They're a jam band that plays bluegrass. They call it Jamgrass.
And who doesn't love some Jamgrass? Also coming to town on Saturday night, and I am a big fan of this artist. I love Phosphorescent. I love the sound of it. It's sort of like trancey, rocky, you know, you don't know what to expect. And Phosphorescent was here a couple of months back, and it did so well at Terminal West. Now Phosphorescent back center stage on Saturday night, so all the way from Brooklyn to Atlanta.
The song Sun Arise, when I listen to it, it feels good in my ears.
It does.
An Atlanta band is also playing. Everybody's playing in town Saturday night.
It's a big night for music, and for those who like Southern rock, country, Atlanta roots, definitely it's Connor Christian and Southern Gothic at a fantastic venue, Terminal West. This is a guy who's kind of traveled the world growing up, settled in Atlanta, and keeping with his country roots. Really, really like him a lot.
Me too. I love their sound. Sheets Down, I keep listening to over and over and over again. I wanna go back home again. Variety Playhouse, Amy Ray. That's going to be a great show. And yep. Something different too, right?
Yes. On Sunday night, it's one half of the Indigo Girls. Of course, Emily Saliers and Amy Ray. They go off and do their own projects, and everybody's happy, and then they get back together and tour. But Amy Ray now has a new country album. It's not the Carrie Underwood, Taylor Swift country. This is real country. It's called Goodnight Tender, and you know, she's always pushing the envelope, Amy Ray. You know, she's an artist. She lives in the mountains, and when she decides she wants to put out a record, she goes full on, and I'm really, really liking it. Shell is gone and broke, the other half. Got where it was going and made just another road to keep it hoping. I can't save it now, so I'll watch it die. And I thank the Lord